Christian home that readily acknowledged Jesus. We did go to church occasionally. I'm not quite sure why, but it really was once in a blue moon. And I'm not aware that it had the slightest impact on me. In my mum and dad's house, there is still some real 1970s looking Bible. I mean, it shows its age. Which I was given as a prize in junior school for some quiz where I'd come top by some horrible swottiness, I think. But I have absolutely no recollection of this having the slightest impact on me. Church was really not a big part of our lives at all. Wonderfully, just in the last few years, my mum has been taken along to her local church, which is a great church, by a friend, and has herself committed to following Jesus Christ, which has been a great joy to us. But there was none of that in any meaningful way in my childhood. But I had a friend at school who was a Christian, and I became a Christian in my last year at school, about 9 months or so before going off to university. And the way that came about was this. This friend who I had at school, who was a Christian, I had lots of conversations with him about God, and in my own mind, I beat him hands down in all the arguments. That was probably just my arrogance, that's what I thought was happening. I was convinced I was an atheist. I was doing French A-level and reading all this, some sort of French philosophical atheist stuff, and was convinced this was absolutely right. Jean-Paul Sartre, Albert Camus, for those who know this kind of atheistic French literature. I mean, I was 17, I was arrogant, I thought I understood it, and I thought it was right, and that there was no God. And in the end, I think my friend found the point of weakness that would get me along to his church youth group. He said there were lots of girls there. And he was right. We were at a school, it was mostly boys, there were a few girls in the sixth form, but I wasn't getting much of a look in with them. So I don't say this as a joke, as I remember, that was the reason that I went. But when I was there, I found something an awful lot better. And that is, I just spent a few weeks going along talking to the leaders of the youth group, who seemed to me at that time to be kind of middle-aged. I've actually met some of them later, many years on, and they were about 24, 25. Which is kind of middle-aged if you're 17. I can't honestly remember in detail very many of the questions I asked and the answers that they gave, but I do remember over a period of 3 or 4 weeks coming home each Sunday evening, frankly, more and more convinced that the God they were telling me about, the answers were with him, and that I, in my arrogance, would never find any meaningful answers to life, the universe, and everything by my own puny mind. So if you like, my first repentance was an intellectual one. I can remember, just before Christmas, 1985, lying in my bed on a Sunday night and praying the first prayer I had ever consciously prayed, which was something like, God, the answers are clearly with you and not with me. So I'm going to look for the answers that you give. If you'd asked me then, who is Jesus and what has he done, I'd have gone, not sure, other than the answers are in him. I think the thing that was really fueling this, if you like, relatively rapid intellectual turnaround was that just at the same time, I just got a place at university. And it was one of those universities that people think is prestigious. And in my family, that was a major deal. No one in my family in living memory had been to university of any kind straight from school. So I'd got this place at university and my school was going whoopee and my family was going, hey, this is amazing. My dad was going, this is great. You can buy me the speedboat I've always wanted because you're obviously going to learn loads of money, aren't you? And I can remember thinking, if the best that life has got to offer is every now and then a success like this that looks like a success in the eyes of the world, this may be the only one I ever get. But even if I get loads, the pleasure lasts for about half an hour, but it doesn't really change anything. Is that really all life is about? Because if it is, that's not good enough. There has to be more. And I think all of that was feeding into into this. And probably over about the next 12 months, I was taught more and more of the gospel. When I was taught that I was a wretched sinner who needed the Lord's forgiveness, so that wasn't a great shock to me. I didn't have a great crisis over that, actually. Because if the answers are in Jesus and that's what he says, well, fair enough, he knows better than I do. So some point, I guess, between lying in my bed, praying that prayer in the next 12 months, I can look back and say, at some point in that period, somewhere in my heart, I learned who Christ was and turned to him.